It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey there. Welcome to our request gathering. Welcome to the start of a brand new week. Border Crossings is on the air, and you are invited to call 202-619-2077. Julie is our new phone answerer. She is our new intern, and she is taking care of phones today. So if you want to say hello to Julie and meet Julie, give us a call. 202-619-2077. Make your requests and dedications. You can enter the contest as well, and I'll tell you more about that in just a bit. Here is a request from Dari, and Dari listens to us in Ghana. This is one of my favorite songs that came out recently. This is a song about bills. We've all got them. We all pay them. And we've got mouths to feed as well. Here's Lunch Money Lewis with Bills on Border Crossings. That is Lunch Money Lewis. It's a request from Ghana, and the song is called Bills. He says he's got minimal funds and maximum debt. That's what he says. Join the club. I'm Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings on a Monday. It is a busy Monday. Not only are we starting off a brand new week, but I also have some major news. Last night, it was Billboard's big award show. The Billboard Music Awards were handed out. I watched part of it till I fell asleep because it went late. Taylor Swift made Billboard Award history. She won 8 awards, bringing her total from Billboard to 20. And that tops Garth Brooks' collection, who has 19. So she now has more Billboard awards than anybody else. And she sat in the front row, and it looked like she was just having a party. You know, that's what I like about Taylor Swift. She's just enjoying herself, enjoying life. living large. She looked lovely in her white gown, and she was just going crazy, going to town. And every time she got an award, and as I mentioned, it was 8 times, she gave a big old hug to her boyfriend, Calvin Harris, who was sitting next to her. And when she got the top artist award, she even gave him a kiss. So apparently there's no hesitation to show affection in front of everybody, but they are still both reluctant to actually admit we are dating. Although, you know, your eyes don't lie. You see it. There it is. But congratulations to Taylor Swift. She was a big winner. Sam Smith, a big winner. He got himself a few, and he had vocal surgery last week, so he's not able to speak. So his acceptance or thank you speech was given on poster board. He actually wrote a message and held up the poster cards. It was a very interesting show. A lot of great performers. Chris Brown showed up with his 11-month-old daughter, Royalty. That was his date. So I give him props. And it was a great show all around. Everybody did a wonderful job. I will, before the end of the hour, go over the winners. I will tell you who won the awards last night. So hang around. That's going to come up in the next hour, along with our Now 54 CD giveaway. So hang around with us for a bit. If you'd like to join us on Twitter.com, our Twitter address is BCVOA. You can send us a tweet, or you can join us at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And a lot of people are on Facebook with us. So I'd like to say hello to Edwin El Grande, Donatus Chorbe. We also heard from Elizabeth Apia, Moez Shaib, and we've got Bin Walid Al-Qasim and Benjamin Kwaku. Tesvirul Islam is tuned in and listening on Facebook. Mele is with us, Munaza Augustino, a lot of people on Facebook. And we're waiting for you, Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Annabelle Moreno is on Facebook, and she's in the Philippines. She said, I just got my calendar. Thank you very much. She said, I would love to hear a song for all Filipinos who are living in the Middle East. So we've got a song from Susan Boyle, who won on Britain's Got Talent. I remember, I'll never forget, when she came out on stage and she sang the song that she sang, and it wowed the judges. They all just could not believe the voice behind this little woman when she came out to sing. So here's a song from one of her albums. This is Susan Boyle. It's The Impossible Dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too reachable star. better for this than one man scorned and covered with scars, still strong with his last sense of courage to fight the beautiful fight to reach the unreachable.
VOA
1. Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa. Follow me. Yeah. Chicago and them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don Juan and them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight. And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight somewhere. I know
one thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
Then I'ma hit the door.
And go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
I'm gonna.
Step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna.
Clap in the name of love.
Oh yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Champagne somewhere, and you can be sure that
be sure
somebody's gonna make love night until the day. Oh,
one thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
then I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love,
yeah.
Step in the name of love.
Whoa.
In the name of love,
yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Said I'm gonna step.
Step in the name of love.
Ooh.
Step in the name of love.
In the name.
Groove in the name of love. Groove in the name of love.
Oh, I wait till somebody else gets up.
Yeah,
I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
So,
so tell the DJ to turn it up.
Turn it up.
'Cause it feels so good. Dancing to this remix makes me wanna step, 'cause it's a cut.
Step in the name of love.
Oh, babe.
Step in the name of love.
Go
clap
on.
In the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Step in the name.
Step in the name of love.
Of love.
Step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna groove.
Groove in the name of love. Groove in the name of love. Step, step, side to side. Round and round. Separate, bring it back. Now let me see you do the love slide.
Step, 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 step,
side to side.
Keep on stepping.
Step, step, step,
round and round,
bring it back.
Side to side.
Now let me see you do the love slide.
Bring it back.
Step, 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 round and round,
step it now. Come on and step in the name of love.
Now let me see you do the love slide.
Stepping, tell them that
we
did it for love, yeah.
Side to side, round and round,
did it now.
Gene and George Daniels. I love you, baby. Hear me, love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby. And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player. And all my fans out there, I just want to thank you for supporting me in this Chocolate Factory album.
Border Crossings R. Kelly from Chicago, Illinois, the future home of the Obama Presidential Library, because that's where he's from and that's where he wants his library built. That's R. Kelly on Border Crossing Step by Step, Step in the Name of Love. It's a request from Peter Yore and his friends all across the globe who are attending universities just like him. That's what he says. So thank you for your request. I want to say hello to Wesley Balland, Jerry in Goa, Shukuru, who is in Rwanda. So is Jovia. They're both in Rwanda, wondering what happened to Border Crossings at 1500 Universal. We are no longer on in Rwanda at 1500 Universal on the official affiliate radio station there. We have been moved to 2200 Universal Time, which is midnight in Rwanda. So hopefully you'll follow us to midnight. If that's a little too late for you, remember you can catch our live stream on the internet. I have a link on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can listen to the live stream there. You can also find it at voanews.com. And please do listen to our live stream if the time change is too inconvenient, because we would like to keep our friends in Rwanda with us and keep them happy. Miho is listening. Joe and Lai Evilist in Uganda says hello to Rhea and all the rest who are tuned in around the world. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Now, R. Kelly is in the news a bit for not a great reason. Apparently, last week he was supposed to perform in Arizona at the Soul Fest concert in Arizona. Just before he was supposed to go out, I'm talking 5 minutes before he was supposed to come on stage, the auditorium was packed, and up comes a video of R. Kelly, and he says, "I'm sorry, I'm not performing tonight. And it's not because I'm sick, it's because I didn't get paid." So he said, "I'm not coming out. I'm sorry, fans. I hope you're not upset, but I'm not coming out because I didn't get paid." Oh, my goodness, the fans got very upset. They started throwing chairs. They were not very happy about all this, but they weren't mad at R. Kelly. They were mad at the promoter, who later said, "I did pay the guy, and here's a receipt. I gave him $70,000. Here's my receipt." So I don't know. Maybe somebody else in his entourage got the money, and the word never got to R. Kelly about it. But now the fans are even more angry because they've been trying to get a refund. And so far, a week later, they still haven't been successful. So that's the latest R. Kelly news. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings. If you'd like to call in and join us, it's 202-619-2077. Julie is our new intern, new member of the family. She goes to George Washington University. We'll talk to her in just a bit, and you'll actually have a chance to hear from Julie. But if you want to talk to her on the phone, she's answering our phones and taking our requests today. And it's 202-619-2077. And say hello to Julie and welcome her. Give her a request for Border Crossings. I mentioned that we have the winners list from last night's Billboard Awards, so I'm going to read these quick so you know who won last night. Everybody in music was there. Everybody was there who's anything in music. And we had a lot of people on stage performing throughout the course of the night. Neo was supposed to be on stage. He didn't make it. His airplane was delayed, and then they lost his luggage, so he didn't go. But the folks who did go and got their awards, Taylor Swift won for Top Artist, and Top New Artist was Sam Smith, Top Male Artist was Sam Smith, Top Female was Taylor Swift, Top Duo or Group, One Direction, the Billboard Top 200 Artist was Taylor Swift, Top 100 Artist, Taylor Swift, the Top Digital Songs Artist, Taylor Swift. You see a pattern going on here? Top Radio Song Artist, Sam Smith. And top touring artist, One Direction. Top social artist, Justin Bieber. Here's a guy that's not too social, but he won the top social artist. Top streaming artist was Iggy Azalea. Top R&B artist, Pharrell. Top rap artist, Iggy Azalea. Top country artist, Florida Georgia Line. Top rock artist, Hozier. The top Latin artist, Romeo Santos. Top dance artist, Calvin Harris. Let's see. The top 200 Billboard Album Award winner, Taylor Swift, 1989. Top soundtrack, Let It Go, Let It Go. Frozen was the winner. Top R&B album, Pharrell Girl. Top rap album, J. Cole, 2014 Forest Hill Drive. Top country album, Old Boots, New Dirt, Jason Aldean. The top rock album was Coldplay's Ghost Stories. Enrique Iglesias' Sex and Love, top Latin album. Top dance album, Lindsey Stirling, Shatter Me. And the song of the year at the Billboard Awards, it's all about that bass. Meghan Trainor, the winner of the top digital song, again, Meghan Trainor, all about that bass. Top radio song, John Legend, All of Me. Top streaming song, John Legend, All of Me. Top streaming song video, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Top R&B song, Pharrell Happy. Top rap song was Fancy, Iggy Azalea, Charlie XCX. Top country song, Jason Aldean, Burning It Down. Top rock song, Hozier, Take Me to Church. And that's basically it. There you have it. The Chart Achievement Award, there were only three nominees for the Chart Achievement Award. Iggy Azalea, Meghan Trainor, and Taylor Swift. Can you guess who won? Repeat after me. Taylor Swift. You got it. Congratulations, Taylor. 8 awards. All right, up next, we've got a request from Husseini Mohammed Galadima. And he wants me to play this song from Akon. This one's called Freedom on Border Crossings.
Drug free, put your hands up, put your hands up. If you wanna be free from all your misery, put your hands up, hey. Put your hands up. Hey. If you wanna be free with plenty money, put your hands up, hey. Put your hands up. Hey. If you wanna be free, just praise G-O-D, put your hands up, hey. Put your hands up.
Hey. Freedom.
Larry London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Border Crossings, you've got a request for Jerry Babu, and it's from Amy Grant, and it's a song that calls, takes a little time. It does take a little time, to make things right. Sometimes you got to work hard to turn the Titanic around. I don't think there's going to be any turning around for the Titanic, but interesting analogy that she used, to turn the Titanic around. But Amy Grant has won quite a few Christian music awards in her career. She's a very talented singer and always enjoy what she puts out. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And I would like to also say hello to Akam Pereira Rogers. Akam Pereira is listening in Uganda with Jared and Jasmine and Leah. I heard from Niandu, who's listening in Ghana to our show, and Asimwe Salman, who says hello to my mom, Paulisha Kiyomugisha, and Jesse as well. So hello to everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Julie. Julie's in our studios. Julie is our new intern. We welcome you, Julie.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here, and you come to us by way of a tour.
Yes.
Now, tell me more. Tell the audience about, I know the story, but tell the audience, you went on a tour with your school, which is?
I go to the George Washington University.
Where you're studying?
Psychology.
Psychology. And you're also a singer.
I am.
And you're in choir, and you sing a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you, I know that you revealed that you had gone to see Pitch Perfect 2 over the weekend.
I did.
So that is the number one film in America. It made $70 million in the U.S. over the weekend. Is it a thumbs up from Julie?
I thought it was pretty good.
You thought it was a good... What was your favorite part? My favorite part is always... And I didn't see the film, but my favorite part is Fat Amy. Anything that happens with her, I like. There's a character...
She was pretty funny.
She's very funny. So
I really like the end, but I'm not going to give it away.
Don't give it away. Absolutely. But you know, I understand it was also directed by Elizabeth Banks. She's in the film.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the big TV, you know, commentators. And she was in Hunger Games, too.
Yes.
Elizabeth Banks. She's the one with all the makeup that, you know, that takes care of all the business that goes on with the... what's her name in the...
Effie.
Effie. Right. That's it. Effie. She's like Effie's assistant or something. But, yeah. So, Pitch Perfect 2. Now, you sing in a choir like Pitch Perfect?
I do. I'm in an a cappella group called the GW Pitches.
The GW Pitches. And you like to sing. And you guys harmonize to all of the pop songs? Is that what you do? Same thing exactly as in the movie?
Oh, sure. Spontaneous singing all the time.
Spontaneous. Do you enter contests like Pitch Perfect 2?
Not exactly like that, but we like to perform.
And so you're here in D.C. originally from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And that's where you typically reside. But you're staying here all summer.
Yes.
And you're going to help us out.
Yes.
So, and it's VOA. Now, what do you like to listen to? What kind of music do you listen to in your iPad or whatever it is you're playing?
I really like rock and some alternative.
Oh, really? Like who? Give me some ideas.
Sarah Bareilles is my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm. Rock alternative?
Not Sarah rock Bareilles? Alternative. Rock and alternative.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, I like Sarah Bareilles, too. And what's it? The Blessed Unrest is her latest mm-hmm. album. Yeah, she's been on the show before. So maybe she'll come in again while you're here.
She
and
should.
To meet her. Now, I'm going to ask you to read this next request, since one of your new jobs is taking the requests when they get called in. And our phone number is 202-619-2077. But I'm going to ask you to read that request. Who's it from?
This is from Ben Timmon.
Ben Timmon is where?
In Ghana.
Hello, Ben in Ghana. Thanks for listening. And he wants us to play what?
He wants Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley.
All right. Well, we welcome you, Julie. Welcome to the family.
Thank you very much.
Here's Bob Marley.
Thank you.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
August. Young Money.
Crossings, and we're listening to music from August Alsina and Nicki Minaj together. A request from Ibrahim Sesik Barry, who's tuned into our show and sent that from Sierra Leone to us on our Facebook page. The song, by the way, is called No Love, and it is off of the new album from August Alsina called Testimony, and it came out last year. This is his debut CD. He's 22 years old. And he just this past week posted photos getting an eye operation, a laser eye treatment. He apparently says that he is going blind. He's lost his vision in his left eye completely already. And he says, I am losing my sight in my right. So it's only a matter of time before he loses his vision altogether. In September, he was doing a music performance on stage, and apparently he collapsed. He fainted and was unconscious for 3 days before he reawoke. And he's going out on tour in June with Chris Brown. The two of them will be touring starting in June together. So there you go. That's the latest news on August Alsina. And speaking of Nicki Minaj, she's out on her Pink Print tour. She looked great yesterday at the Billboard Awards show last night. Very, very sexy and very talented. She's toned down a little bit. I mean, she doesn't have pink hair anymore. She doesn't have, you know, purple lipstick. But, you know, she's still very sexy. She announced last week that she's going to get a role in the upcoming Barbershop 3 film. And congratulations to her on her 6 nominations for the BET Award. She and Chris Brown lead with 6 nominations each. So congratulations. This is Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Clement in Nigeria. Moses Sarugo. Joseph is in Kenya. Alfred and Augustino are also tuned in, and let me know about it on Facebook. We're going to do our contest after we play this next song, which has been number one now for, I don't know, 5 weeks, I believe. 5 straight weeks in a row this song has been at the top of the Billboard charts. This is a request from Jonas Mulugeta. It's Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. See you again on Border Crossings.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
Border Crossings, Wiz Khalifa, and that is called See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth, and I would imagine we'll hear that tomorrow when Ray joins us with our chart chat. It's time now for our CD giveaway. We've got the Now 54 CD with artists like Taylor Swift, Fall Out Boy, Maroon 5, Walk the Moon, Ariana Grande, Nick Jonas, Flo Rida, Kelly Clarkson. We're giving this away all throughout the month of May, and today our lucky listener and random selection is Howie Love. So congratulations to Howie Love. And all we need now is your postal mailing address to send you out the Now 54 CD. So write us back on Facebook with your postal mailing address, Howie Love. All right, Howie Love has requested this song. This is Whitney Houston, and it's Step by Step.
Well, there's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Oh, I might be lost, and there's a road I have to follow, a place I have to go. Well, no one told me just how to get there, but when I get there I know, 'cause I'm taking it step by step.
And that is Whitney Houston, Step by Step, for Howie Love. And the saga continues around Bobby Christina, Whitney's daughter. who has been in a coma in the hospital for several months already. There's a cousin in the family whose name is Jared Brown, and he says this whole thing is a murder plot. He said Whitney Houston didn't die by accident, and Bobby Christina did not become unconscious in her bathroom by accident. He said this all is related to money. Whitney Houston, meanwhile, has left her entire inheritance to Bobby Christina for her 30th birthday, which is about $20 million. That's what she would stand to inherit. Meanwhile, Bobby Christina's grandmother, Whitney's mom, Sissy, fighting with Bobby Brown over control of Whitney Houston's estate and fortune. So who knows what's going on? All kinds of drama, as you would expect, in that situation and in that family where there's been drama for many years. But $20 million is what Whitney left behind for her daughter, Bobby Christina. Thank you very much for tuning in to Border Crossings, and thanks for listening. Thank you, Greg, and to Vince and Julie, our newest member, who's been answering the phones for us today. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We'll do this again tomorrow with some special guests. We've got Pat Monahan of Train coming on the show tomorrow, talking about the brand new Train album and their tour. So that's an exciting show tomorrow. Train will join us on Border Crossings. Have a great evening. We'll see you soon. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.